So we turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 for our text today. But we're going to read verses 7 through 14. We'll come back again this evening and look at another aspects of the verse. And we'll look at the context both times, at least in our reading of it. So here now, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 7 through 14. And again, our theme verse this morning, as we think about that we are the light of God already. Verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Now I focus on verse 8 again. Let me read that again. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Well, today's sermons, both morning and evening, are helping me put together an article for Place for Truth, the online magazine, and the theme of this series that I'll be helping to write for is called A Walk to Remember. And it is talking about a Christian's walk and also what that walk should no longer be in darkness. It's based on, the whole series will be Ephesians 2, verse 1 through Ephesians 5, verse 17. And you see this regular theme of walk, how not to walk, how no longer to walk, and how now to walk. And just in these verses, in these sections alone, chapter 2, verses 2 and 10, chapter 4, verses 1 and 17, and chapter 5, verses 2, 8, and 15 are all talking about this walk. And this idea of a walk is our conduct, how we are to live, and particularly in its context, with whom we are to spend our time. With whom we are to be and with whom we are to no longer be in fellowship and doing things with, because that affects our conduct very much. We're going to think about walking in the light this evening, the conduct, how we're to behave ourselves, but first we want to consider the source of such a walk, the source, the life, the light of Christ within us. You know, in seminary, they train us when we're going to be looking at the scriptures and preaching it that we want to be careful to recognize not to overlook something which is called the indicative before we give you the imperative. What is the imperative? The imperative is the command of how you are to behave, what you are to do, what you are to do for Christ. And in our text, it's walk. Walk in light, not in darkness. That's the imperative. That's the command. But what we want to recognize first in verse 8 is what Paul regularly does. He first gives the indicative, that is, what Christ has done in us already, who we are in Christ already, what Christ has made us already, so that there is a source, a resource outside of ourselves, and we know that we're not doing anything to try to earn or become who we are. We're to do something because of who we already are, what we've already been made, transformed, born again by Christ. So we're going to look at the indicative today. We're going to think about the command to walk tonight in light. This morning we're going to think about we are called to do that because we already have the light, because we already are the light. We'll first focus, if you will, on what Paul says about Christians. They are light in the Lord. In verse 8 it says, you are light in the Lord. And this is what I want you to hear of yourselves today. You are light in the Lord. You are light in the Lord. This is just what we are. This is just stating the fact. Jesus is in us. And so we can't help but have him shining and glowing within us and through us out to the world. It's just a reality. The candle is lit. The light is on. Oh, I know there are varying degrees depending about our walk, which we'll look at tonight. But what we want to recognize, the light is there, beloved. Like bioluminescence. You know what bioluminescence is? It's when an animal has its own light-producing ability within itself. Some species contain luciferin, a molecule that when it reacts to oxygen, it just produces light. Because it is within the animal, it is within the specimen, it just shines because it's what's in them. Have you ever seen those documentaries of the deep, dark oceans? And they see all these different little critters that are just shining. They have this kind of a light. They're often almost translucent as well, but they have this light within them, this bioluminescence that is producing a light because it's in them. It shines because it is there. It's recognized within the deep darkness because it is there, as small as the light may be. They shine because of how they are made. They shine because of what is already put in them that is itself shining. So too for Christians, beloved. Because Christians are now light in the Lord, they should walk through darkness as children of light. I give that to you as the main idea of our verse. Because Christians are now light in the Lord, they should walk through darkness as children of light. The greater context, verses 7 through 14, I give you this as the general idea. Christians who are light in the Lord should not participate in darkness any longer, but expose it. Because that's what light does, we're told. And we are light. Verse 8, again, ye are light in the Lord. Ye are light in the Lord. He's declaring a fact, a reality about who you are as Christians right now. Ye are light in the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm finding that very helpful to be reminded of. I mean, don't you sometimes feel like things are so dark and you recognize all the darkness and all the things you have to keep beating out of yourself and you almost feel there's no inner light and you're begging the Spirit to shine within you? And there are prayers and scriptures that we'll look at about that tonight. But we need to remember the light is within us and He will not put out the smoking flax, beloved. There is a light in us already. In fact, we are the light of the Lord. Notice first that we are not darkness anymore. He says, you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light. You see, he's stating the fact already, and this sometimes people refer to as the already not yet experience of the Christian. Oh, you're still battling the old man, still battling the darkness. You need to be told to walk in light. And we're going to talk about needing to walk in light more tonight, but it's because we are already in light. We have His light in us. We are children of light. We are now light. We were darkness, but we're no more darkness. That's why in verse 7 he says, no longer partake with them. That is those who are in darkness. Look at verse 6. Because the therefore is related to verse 6. No, let no man deceive you with vain words. Because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You're no longer the children of disobedience. You're the children of obedience. You're the children of the light. Don't be around these people who are destined to be damned in God's wrath in their darkness. And remember, damnation is darkness in part. You are not this anymore. So think about this. Turn back to chapter 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You were dead. You were in darkness and trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked. Notice that. This is the way you used to walk. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Verse 3 goes on to describe what that looks like. But now verse 4 and beyond. But God in his mercy quickened you. He raised you from the dead. He made you who were dead alive. By grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God, not of yourselves. But what we want to see is you were in the past those things, but now here in the present and for the future, it's different. This is a present reality. This is the indicative, the basis of any command to try and serve Christ and walk in light. Because you are the light of the Lord, because you are children of light. This is who you are. I want to encourage you to think about it tonight when it's dark, but the lights of this ceiling will be on. And this one's nice and bright now. Mr. Redden, fix, cleanse it up for me. There might be an illustration from that tonight. But notice, you know, if we were to turn off the light spiritually, you would all be little lights glowing. This is what you are. Wherever you go, you can think about it like, you know, they have those infrared goggles and things. You can look and see the heat. And it just is there. The heat of the body just is there. So it stands out in contrast. That's what you are. You are these lights, these places of heat. And you're just that. It's the reality. When you walk around, even in our weaknesses and our sins, and even in our need to walk more in light, wherever you are that light to the world. You are glowing. People see you. They recognize something different. They recognize the presence of Christ in you. This is who and what you are. You are no longer darkness. The light has been turned on. The Spirit has breathed his light. He's lit the wick in you, and it won't be put out. So Paul talks elsewhere in Ephesians about putting off the old man and putting on the new man. That is more of the new man that you now are. We were in darkness, but we no longer are. We are now light in the Lord, children of light. Thus verse 13 says, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light." This is the reality about you. All about you. You glow God's glory wherever you go. Your presence simply affects the world. I want to encourage that about you, beloved. It's encouragement to get out and be around the world. Not of it, but in it, in the marketplace. You know what it's like. You go to a place, you might go to, I don't know, a business party, or you might go to a birthday party where there are not other believers. And you know what it's like when you get there and you walk into the room. It's like people just go. They might just be a little uncomfortable about you. More of that in a minute. Or some are kind of blessed to see you there. It's kind of a freshness that's like different than the atmosphere of the countenance of the people in the room already. That's just who and what you are when you go anywhere. You're different. There's a presence of Christ in you that just glows. And as you seek to shine brighter, walking as children of light, Christ shines more on you. Look at verse 14. "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." And there's a reference there, an allusion to Isaiah 60, verse 1, about the Messiah. Christ, the light of the world, is in you. Wake, O sleeper, get up, and he's just going to shine brighter on you. You might think about it like fanning that hot coal into a flame, blowing some oxygen on there. It'll just grow more. Christ is going to grow more because it's there to be working with. John 8, verse 12. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." I want you to hear that particularly as the indicative. You who are following Jesus have the light of life, because he is the life. He is the light of the world. So you're not walking in darkness ultimately, because you can't, because the light of life is shining in you. You have the light of life, Jesus, who is the light of the world. Christ is the lamp, and he shines through the candlesticks, his church. Beloved, you can't blow out the light of Christ. It's impossible. And in contrast to this world, again, you are shining as God's light. You can think about the burning bush in Exodus, right? It's burning the bush, but the bush is not consumed, a representation of God's presence with his church, but it is also a light there, shedding light. In Exodus 10, 21 to 29, we see the difference between God's people and the people of this world. We see in verses 21 to 23 that all of Egypt was under utter darkness for 3 days, complete and utter darkness. Couldn't see anything. You're bouncing your nose into walls, bouncing heads into each other. Absolute, complete darkness. Frightful and a type of hell. That's where the Egyptians were. But we saw in verse 23 of Exodus 10, the sons of Israel, dwelt in light. God's presence with them gave them light. What a marvelous thought to be enlightened by, beloved. Remember in heaven, what does it say? There won't be a sun, there won't be a moon, because God and the Lamb will be our light, and there'll be an eternal day. The opposite of what it'll be to be outside of Christ in hell and tormenting of everlasting darkness. Beloved, what a marvelous thought again to be enlightened by, that you are light. You are the light of the Lord. You are children of light. Because we cannot take any steps to walk in the light if the light is not first within us. We're not going to respond to that command to walk in the light. It can't happen if there's no light within us. That's a command to those who are already the light of the Lord, children of light. So be blessed to remember it, because Christ is in you. And again, Christ is the light of the world. Christ's presence is light, a foretaste of things to come. Revelation 21, 23 to 24. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. You see, in heaven, we'll just be walking in the light so very naturally, because it will be completely manifested in our lives. We'll just be walking in the light. We'll just be doing it because of His light. But already His light is within us to walk through this dark world. He is Emmanuel, God with us, to have God's light shining in us so we can rejoice and pray Psalm 36, verse 9. For with thee is the foundation of life. In thy light shall we see light. Remember, Jesus says, Matthew 6, 22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now there's a broader warning there, but what he's saying is, look, if the light of Christ is in you, your whole body will be full of light. Oh, we need to turn that dimmer up, right? But it's all there, full of light. It's permeating, and we just need to pray that it'll grow in that glow as we would walk in light. Jesus, again, is the light of the world. He is in you. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. His light has shined in our hearts. This is the indicative. You are the light of the world, beloved. I am looking at the lights of the Lord. I am looking at the children of light. Thus God says, you are the light of the world. Matthew 5, verse 14, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. How can that be? Because He's the light of the world, and God has caused Him to shine in your hearts. He doesn't say to you, become the light of the world to begin shining. He says, you are the light of the world. You are born again. Thus, shine, and shine brighter. Walk in the light, because you are the light. This is your present reality, beloved. This is who you are now. This is what you are now. Psalm 89, verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. You can think of singing that psalm, as we just did this morning, in view of Revelation, when that will be completely fulfilled. But already it says, we are blessed to be God's people. Why? Because we will walk in the light of His countenance. His presence with us gives us His light and shines His light through us. And we are blessed. You know, I often will think and look around at the world as much as I need to keep growing in my walk in the light of Christ. I think you can relate. As you look at those who are not in Christ, don't you quickly recognize how dark it is? How lonely and sad it is. And you recognize, thank you, Lord, for putting your light in me. For there by the grace of God go I. And I am so thankful. With all my problems and all my difficulties and all the need for me to grow in walking in light, I am thankful that the light is there within me. And so I see everything differently. And I'm not just stumbling about in the darkness of this world. How blessed we are that we shall walk, that we are walking in the light of the Lord's countenance, beloved. It is simply a reality for you following Christ, the light of the world. Isaiah 9, verse 2, spoken of Christ, referenced in Luke 1, 79, and Matthew 4, 16, when Christ came into this world. Isaiah 9, verse 2, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine. This is not the testimony you and I have. What is our testimony? That the light of Christ is shining and has shined in our hearts. Zacharias says, when he knows that Jesus is coming and John the Baptist, his son, is the one preparing the way, Zacharias prophesies in Luke 1, 78 and 79 about the coming of Christ through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. Jesus has come and shined light into our darkness. And so he calls upon us to walk in light because he's made us, by his presence in us, the light of the Lord, the children of light, and not the children of darkness, or as spoken of here, the children of disobedience. And so much we'll see of the call to walk as children of light this evening with the imperative is the contrast of obedient works of the Spirit contrasted with the disobedient works of those who are in darkness. Beloved, you can always say Psalm 18, verse 28 with confidence that you will grow in your glow. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. This is who you are by God's grace. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Beloved, this is who you are by God's grace. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is your present reality, beloved. You are called to walk in light because you have been given light to walk by. The word for light is photos in the Greek. Photos. You have the image of Christ exposed upon you. He's shown his light on you, and just like a photograph, the paper, the image of Christ is there. He's shown his light on you, and he's put within you what you need for that bioluminescence. That glow of Christ is just there. Your presence in this world inherently has an impact. It brings light. You shine. You have Christ, the light, within you, and so you are drawn to the light, and you draw others, or you expose them by your presence. You expose the darkness with Christ's presence. It's just the way you are wired. You prefer the environment of light because of the light of the world is in you, and that is so unlike the world. The world are like cockroaches. Look at verse 13. All things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. And this is what happens. You make manifest. You go into a place and your light shines and it exposes the world for what it is. It shows, it shines within the darkness and shadows start to show their forms. And the shamefulness of these things. And that word for shame in our text today, the shameful things they do, could be translated filthy. And aren't the filthy things of this world filthy? Nobody wants to touch a cockroach, right? We want to squish them with something, but we don't want anything on us because they're filthy critters. And the thing is, cockroaches like the darkness. They're just attracted to it. It's not so much that they are running from the light, The light exposes who they are as they run to the darkness. I share with you from a website that talks about this. The reason cockroaches run when a light is turned on, quote, it's not so much that they are afraid of the light, but rather that they essentially have internal programming called negative phototaxis that causes them to prefer dark environments. But you're the opposite. You're wired differently. You have the bioluminescence of Christ in you. You're drawn to the light, and you bring that light into places, and you expose the cockroaches of this world just by your presence and by the way that you're drawn out of dark things when presented the opportunities, and you no longer want to partake our fellowship with them. That's that call we'll see tonight. Don't partake in these things. Don't walk in darkness. Primarily, they have in view, don't be in fellowship with the darkness of this world, and probably specifically in mind is the religions of this world, the false religions of this world. Christians are just different. John 3, verse 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. God draws us to the light. We don't run away from it. He has put that light in us so that we're drawn to it, and he exposes our works, and he shows his good work in us and makes them better. You, beloved, are just wired differently. You are the light of the Lord. You are children of the light. You have Christ's light in you, Christ's light pulsating in you, Christ's light radiating out of you. It has its effect. Even with all of our weaknesses and our need to be called to walk in the light better than we do. Beloved, when God said, let there be light in the world, there was light. And so when God said, let there be light in you, there was light. It simply is there. It simply shines. It's there just like the lights of the moon and stars he made to be markers and the teller of seasons and times. You are there to be telling people, these are the times, it is the end. Be ready and be rescued out of darkness. Come to the light while you still can. Again, you are the light. It is who you are. It is what you are because of Christ Jesus, the light of the world. You are fireflies, you might say. If you don't like the idea of being one of those unusually looking deep sea creatures with bioluminescence, you are fireflies. I don't see them around here much, but where I'm from in the East, especially in June, it is the best. We used to chase them at night. Well, my brother would. I never touch anything. I was a big wimp. I wouldn't touch the snakes and the tadpoles or the frogs. But my brother would catch the little fireflies and get them in a little jar, and those little fireflies, they just glow. It'd be amazing. You see them flying around and all of a sudden, oh, there it is, and you try to catch it. It's such a fun thing, and it is because they are. They are fireflies. They're light bugs. They just have it within them. It just happens. This is who you are. Now we'll think about how to maximize that bioluminescence within us this evening. We need to walk as children of light. We want that light to glow more. But recognize it is there, and that is who you are. You have your own heavenly, holy bioluminescence because of the Spirit of Christ in you. Thus, Philippians 2:15 commands you to do something, but it is commanding you to do something because of what it says about you. Your present reality is this: in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. That's not commanding you to do it, it's saying you do that. James Hastings, in his sermon, The Fruit of the Light, on chapter 5 of Ephesians, verse 9, says this: through secret crevices, by subtle refractions and multiplied reflections, the true light reaches many a life lying far outside its visible course. And so, in the human heart, when the light of God through Jesus Christ enters it, there is a growth. You cannot conceal that light. It will show itself in fruits of light. And so, beloved, indeed, as we will hear tonight, the imperative, walk as children of light. Because you are children of light, beloved, because in Christ you are light. in the Lord. And that is the message for you from the text this morning. You are the light of the world. You are light in the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. Oh Lord Jesus, we do thank you for reminding us who we are so that we can respond better to the command you give us. Help us indeed to prepare to come back and be eager to hear about walking in the light because you are in the light. And because you in us, we are the light of the Lord. We are children of light. Oh Lord, help us as we face this dark world this week. Let us not feel as if we are consumed and overcome by the darkness. We have the light of Christ in us. It'll never be put out. It will always glow. It will always manifest darkness. It will always show things for what they are. We are never left completely dark. Your light is in our eye. Your light helps us to see light. So, Lord, let us feel confidence and blessed to respond to that call to walk in the light, because you are in the light, and you, the light of the world, are in us. Let us not be afraid of the darkness. Let us see your light glow and overcome it. And let us overcome evil with good. Lord, thank you for reminding us who we are. For we confess we often are tempted to believe the lie of Satan because of our sins and our fall and our foolishness and our weakness. We're always in danger of believing that we are darkness. And we have nothing but darkness in us. But let us believe. Let us have faith to receive and trust the truth of what you simply declare about us. Because of Christ within us, we are the light of the Lord. We are the light of the world. We are the children of light. Oh, Lord Jesus, may you more and more manifest this light within us and through us and throughout the world, that you would receive all the glory and that you would indeed cause people to believe on you and come and worship you and praise you, you who are the Father of lights. We pray in Jesus' name, and all your people say, Amen.